This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is Michelle, my bud, Michelle.
It was so weird not hearing the song.
Excited. I know. See, I'm used to this now. It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny. But it's awesome to be here. Thank you for asking me.
We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. It is a beautiful, beautiful day out there today. Not too hot, not too cold. Humidity's gone. Get out, take a nice walk, come on down to Midtown Cafe. She has a great gazpacho today.
Delicious.
It is delicious. I'm munching on it right now. It has, you know what I love about her gazpacho? She puts a little bit of avocado on it, and it's so good. So come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe. You can watch the show ringside. You can see us. We're in a big enclosed glass case here.
In our kitchen.
In our kitchen. But yeah, let's see. Today we have a packed show as usual. We are going to be joined the first hour, a little bit different. But you know what? I'm sure that we'll get food in there a little bit. But we're going to, I've been telling listeners about the Camino Mental Health Walk. And my sister-in-law, Lori, and I believe my nephew will be down too, Elliot, who listeners, you've heard him a few weeks ago when he was playing the piano. They're going to talk about their next week's six-week adventure. They're going to be walking 500 miles.
So exciting.
Very exciting. Yep. So we're going to be talking with her about that trip. And then, of course, at the top of the hour, we'll be joined with Donna. Donna down in Delaware. And you know what? In the meantime, listeners, Donna has she started her own Facebook page. So you can look her up and like her on Donna's D-Lights. It's D-E-E-L-I-T-E-S, Donna's D-Lights. And make sure you let her know you're, you know, you're a fan and you listen to her and all that. That would be great. I'm sure she'd love that.
Spell that again, Carol.
D, like D, you know how she says D light?
Yeah.
So it's D-E-E-L-I-T-E-S.
T-E-S. Okay, cool.
Yes. So, and then later on, we'll be joined with Dad. And Dad is actually up in Jonesport, Maine right now. Ugh. And I'm sure he's cooking away. Mm. So we are going to hear what he's been cooking up in Maine.
Yum.
So he will call in a little bit later in the show. So that's that. So what have you been up to, Michelle?
Well, today, I just have to say, today was my last day of school for the summer, that is. Excuse me. I have this allergy thing going on. So I apologize if I stop and cough for a minute. I have this, like, I don't know what it is. I feel great, but I have this allergy cough going on. Anyways, today was the last day. We had to go in for till about 11:30. We had a webinar to watch. So, yeah, I'm off for the summer care.
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I'm
me
very
too.
Happy. She'll be joining me again on Monday.
Yes.
Along with June. So
it'll be fun.
Yeah, and Rocco.
Oh, fun. Can't wait
fun.
To talk to him.
I know. So, and I actually am doing my second 8-week checkup on Monday morning. So, you too?
Yep.
Well,
4-week checkup.
Oh, did you not want to say it?
No, but I am. Sorry. I'm afraid of the results. That's why.
It's okay, Michelle. I think that you've been making more of a conscious effort this time.
I have with the protein stuff. And you know what? So much food. I'm like, I can't get it all in. But I have upped my protein. That's been the biggest thing. And I learned my lesson. And hopefully, she's doing me Monday morning also.
What time?
It's on my phone. I think 9.
I'm at 8.
Oh,
cool. So then we can both report on Monday.
Yes, we can. I was like, oh, God, Rock will be here. I'll have to report. And if I didn't do good, he's going to say, it's because of the food.
I can tell that you have been doing a conscious effort
this
time.
I have.
You have. Unlike the first time.
Yes. I've been having my protein drinks every single morning where I only did them
on
exercise days. And then I hard-boiled. I'll have to tell my hard-boiled egg story if we have time later.
Oh, gosh.
To tell people about this. But anyways, I have my 3 hard-boiled eggs, one with the yolk. And 2, I'm supposed to have 5. I can't eat 5 at the same time. I can't. So I do 2 without the yolk and 1 with, and I hard boil them and I cut them up and I put a little tiger sauce. If you've never tried tiger sauce, it's in the aisle where all the hot sauces are and it has a tiger on the front. It's delicious. A little sweet, a little hot, not a lot hot, but just enough tang to spice up those eggs. So I have that for my snack and my protein bar every single day. And I've been eating my salad, my, you know, spinach salad with my 4 ounces of chicken and doing better at night. I do my 4 ounces of chicken with my vegetable and give my husband whatever else he wants.
I think you're going to see good results.
I've been trying, so.
Yeah. It's good. Good, good.
It's all good.
That's right. It is. You know what? Is today Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
This is kind of
strange. We're one day into summer.
Because I believe that I, you know, this morning I was very busy in my office with Red Arrow stuff. So normally I will read the food holiday before I get down here. And I just kind of printed it off because I've been busy this morning.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to read it. But I believe, and I bet Bob will be able to back me up here. I'm not sure. I think that this was the food holiday yesterday because it's yucky.
What
is it? National Praline Day.
Oh.
Right? I mean, I'm pretty sure I said that yesterday. It doesn't.
So maybe you didn't look up today.
No, it's Wednesday.
Oh.
That's what I just looked because I did. See, Bob just confirmed that I did say National Praline
Day. So they have National Praline Day twice?
2 days in a row. It's kind of strange, I find. Okay, this is a good quote, though. Let's talk about the quote. It is different from yesterday. And I don't read the quote every day because sometimes they really don't make sense.
They're weird. Yeah,
they don't really pertain to anything about food. But this one, anybody can make you enjoy the first bite of a dish, but only a real chef can make you enjoy the last.
Awesome.
That is...
Absolutely.
That has a lot of depth to that.
Yes, there is. There
Francois Mignon, whoever that is. I have no idea.
Oh, I like how you're putting the quotes up on the wall.
I put a few up that
was our favorite up
tug
there.
Tug at my heart. That one I do like. The duty of a good cuisinier is to transmit to the next generation everything he has learned and experienced.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So anyway. So what else have you been doing, Michelle?
That's a good question. Getting school done. I've had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, you've been busy with that.
Yeah, I've been really, 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 really busy. And doing my I love going to Integrity and doing my workout. Just love it. I've never loved it before. So let me just say, I really love going there.
Isn't it crazy?
I like going even because we go early, and I think I'm going to keep that up even in summer.
Get it over with.
I don't like a lot of people there. So when we go at 6 o'clock in the morning, we exercise at 6 a.m. There's nobody there, and we can get it done and focus and, no distractions.
It's true.
Great.
It's true. And, I mean, just think about – just go back 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
3.5 months, maybe. Yeah. 4, 8, 12, 6. Yeah, no.
I was
four,
not in a good
months.
Place.
You know, I don't
in
think
a lot of ways.
Any of us were. You mirror June, you know? Yeah. And now look at us, the three. I mean, we've never in our whole lifetime of friendship ever all worked out together.
I know.
That just never happened. I mean, kind of strange.
It is kind of strange.
I mean, it's good, you know? But
I think the weather had. I'm going to blame the weather just a little because I think the weather had a lot to do with it, too.
Well, you know, winter, we had such a lousy winter. It gets people in funk. Daryl gets in a funk in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
He used to go and
so
tan.
So my husband.
Just to give him some, you know, he just feels like he needs to do that.
That
so.
Light. Well, when you don't have the sunlight, it affects you.
Yeah. I know I asked this question yesterday, but I think it's a great question. So if listeners didn't happen to tune in yesterday or we have new listeners or if we have old ones, I apologize because I just think this is a great question. How many glasses of milk does the average cow produce in her lifetime?
Wow. Glasses?
Glasses of milk.
A lot. Can I say that answer? A lot.
What's a lot to you? Like what number
kind
of first popped into your head?
You know, it's interesting because when I did a trip to New Zealand with a theater group a few years back, we went to a farm, a dairy farm, and we watched the cows hooked up to the machines and doing their milk thing. And they do it once a day. I don't know. It would be in the thousands, I would think, maybe even more than that. I don't know. What a good question.
Throw a number out. And if the listeners, if you want to guess, 866-823-1077. I have a prize, too, if you happen to want to guess. Although I said the question yesterday.
100,000 glasses of milk.
Nope.
It's probably a lot more than that.
Nope.
Is it more or less?
It's more.
Yeah, a lot more. Million.
Well, let's see if somebody guesses, because I just threw out the number. And it might be someone that was listening yesterday. But how many glasses of milk does the average cow produce in their lifetime? How many glasses of milk? 866-823-1077.
Wow. Okay. I could have said the number. I remember it. It is in my memory banks forever.
There you go.
No.
Did you know that in Italy, they, I know, I should ask Lori if my niece Lizzie mentioned anything about this, but the Guinness Book of World Records was in Italy, and they just, they broke a record of baking a mile-long pizza.
No way.
Isn't that cool?
Hope they shared it.
It took the chefs 18 hours to make this long-distance pie with five ovens, 1.7 tons of flour, 1.5 tons of mozzarella, and 2 tons of tomato sauce.
Oh, my Lord.
That's right. Tons. It was officially dubbed the world's longest pizza by Guinness World of Records and measured in at 1.59545 kilometers long, which is about a mile. The previous record was held by Spain. And then they just have this little quote in between, like the article. Here's a dude in a nice suit and a mustache making sure the measurements are all correct. It's a picture of the Guinness guy. It's kind of cool. But
how did it taste? Oh, yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it does. Definitely does. It's pretty cool. So Italy broke the record. Oh, here's a better picture, Michelle. Look at this one.
Oh my gosh, it's wicked long.
It's like narrow and long.
Narrow and super long.
It's pretty cool. So
that is cool.
Congratulations to Italy.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, I just want to mention a new segment that we have on. He was on this past Monday, and he's going to be on every other week opposite Susan Osborne. Steve Freeman, the name of his segment is Wake the Health Up, America.
Nice.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
He is a fascinating guy to talk to. He knows so much about food. He's a major foodie. And he's also on the board of directors for the Manchester Food Co-op.
Nice.
The future Manchester Food Co-op. So so that's...
Yeah, when is that going to happen?
A couple years.
Do you have any idea?
A couple years. Yeah. Very, very interesting. Yeah. He's, you know, so if listeners want to learn a little bit more about that, and just we're going to each week talk about what's in season, you know, for fruits and veggies and stuff. So, but he's pretty cool.
I'm seeing lots of strawberries in the store.
Strawberries,
even though I'm not sure
season.
If they're in season here yet.
They are in season.
They are.
We were just talking about that on Monday.
Strawberries and blueberries from other places, because those aren't yet. But
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. We are going to go on a break. And when we come back, we'll be joined with my sister-in-law, Lori. I don't see her, though, do you, Michelle?
We'll have to go find her.
We're going to have to go find her. She's a little radio shy, but I assured her that it was going to be very simple.
Elliot needs to come on, too,
as well. So stay tuned. Food for Thought. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Camino Mental Health Walk.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is Michelle, my bud, my old taste bud. You'll never be my old taste bud, but, you know.
Well.
We're live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And Michelle, give a little shout out to some of the sponsors right now. Look at my brother. Look at my brother right now.
I know he's trying to make us laugh. We're going to make him talk, and he won't like that. One of our sponsors is Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill, one of my favorite places, located on 865 2nd Street in Manchester. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions in Bedford and Londonderry, of course, another one of my favorites. Visit there 3 times a week, as a matter of fact.
And they're opening up in North Conway soon.
Awesome.
I didn't know that. They're opening
up. That's great.
It's not just for women. It's going to be for men and women in North Conway.
I like just the women part. I won't go to the North Conway one then. No, I'm just kidding. And, of course, our own Red Arrow Diners, located in Manchester, Milford, and, the drive-thru now in Londonderry is open. What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Are you laughing at your brother's? I'm trying to not look at him.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Another wonderful sponsor is Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room, which I must add looks rather lovely
these days.
Thank you. You want me to keep going?
You may as well.
Okay. New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought. Casey's Rib Shack, famous Hickory Smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue, Grasshopper's Garden Supply, located on 728 North New River Road in New Boston, and Mama McDonough's Irish Pub in Hillsboro, 5 Depot Street.
They are one of our brand new sponsors, yeah, and they're going to be joining us on Friday. So
come find your Irish side. Ooh, yeah.
Yes. And you know what? Before we talk with my sister-in-law, Lori, the question that we just put out, we did say it yesterday, and I'm just going to go ahead and give the answer. How many glasses of milk does the average cow produce in its lifetime? How many glasses of milk? Lori, do you actually have any guesses to that?
As a nursing mother, it has to be a lot.
A lot, yes.
It is 350,000 glasses of milk that they produce in their lifetime.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy. I said 100,000. So
Helen Riba yesterday said 1,000. I go, you're
way
off.
Oh, no, it would have been May. Oh, yeah, no, way more than that. Holy.
But anyway, okay. Wow. Listeners, I know you've been hearing from time to time me talking about the Camino Mental Health Walk that my sister-in-law and my nephew and nieces are doing. So I thought it would be really good. She's leaving next Thursday, and I thought it would be good to have her on, and she can talk about it. I know that you've been really preparing for this, I mean, quite a bit, and it is quite a big thing. And listeners, like I said, you know, CaminoMentalHealthWalk.com, you can go on it. She's going to be blogging throughout her journey as well. So we'll talk about that too. So welcome, Lori, to Food for Thought.
Thank you, Carol.
I'm so glad you're here. Took a little tugging there, listeners, to get her on.
A couple of hugs.
Yeah, it's not my thing. Although I would have loved to have been on Ellen. So this is the next best thing. Ah,
definitely.
Because really, I would love to promote this on her show. But this is the beginning.
You never know.
You never know.
So you're leaving next Thursday, and let's let listeners know, you know, let listeners know, maybe the ones that are just tuning in, you know, exactly what Camino Health Walk is about.
Okay. So we are hiking 500 miles, basically through the country of Spain, from the east side to the west side of Spain. It's an old Roman road. It's been traveled for, over 1,000 years. And it's the way of St. James, which was an apostle of Christ. So for lots of people, it's a spiritual journey. For others that journey on it, some are seeking meaning of life. Some are doing it for people that they've lost. Everybody has a different journey why they go. For me personally, I've wanted to do it for many years. Things just kind of came together recently. I have 2 children in Europe who are there. I haven't seen them in 11 months, so we're connecting at the beginning of the hike. And I'm also bringing one of our other children, our 16-year-old son. So the 4 of us will journey the 500 miles together.
Amazing.
Fun. Think about it. Yeah. 500 miles. And you plan on doing, this is going to be a 6-week, is it 6-week venture?
Yes. We have about 6 weeks to do from beginning to end. There are many routes in this country to walk this. Some people just do it for a week at a time. Some people, we're starting at the very tip of France. So this is the France journey, which is the complete 500 miles. But people sometimes do sections in their lifetime. They'll do at the beginning, then the middle, then go back over a lifetime to complete it. Again, it is a pilgrimage for most people, and it's the third most common pilgrimage behind people pilgrimaging to Rome and people pilgrimaging to Jerusalem. So it's very, very popular. You just don't hear a lot about it, probably because it's a hike. You know, it's a walking pilgrimage.
And most people don't do that.
And from beginning to end, I mean, you start at one point, you stay in hostels along the way. Everything is done basically with a backpack. And you journey to the very west end of Spain where there is a very large cathedral, and it's a shrine to the Apostle of St. James, where his remains are believed to be there. So I think along the way you meet people from all over the world. You know, a lot of times.
You must, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times people are not speaking your same language. But I just met up with a woman who just finished it last week. She was in her 70s, and she, when she got to the very end, it took her about 6 weeks to do it. She was reunited with a lot of the same people that she met along her journey. Mm. And she said it was like a family reunion meeting at this cathedral mm-hmm. At the end. So I think for a lot of people, it is a moving experience.
Of course. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm getting moved just listening to you. I mean, I'm getting like the shivers. That is now, when you say you're going to be staying in hostels along the way, now, are these have you already, so you couldn't have like made, you know, any kind of reservations for them, because you really don't know where you're going to end up daily, correct?
Exactly. But my type A personality, that's where I began about 6 months ago. I was going to like book all these hostels. No, that's nearly impossible. A lot of the hostels don't take reservations because it, the meaning of hostel is to just welcome whoever is at your door.
Right.
So they're not in it for the financial part of it, although that's very helpful, but hostel goes back to 1100 years ago when there were hospitals and homes where people would just help these pilgrims get out of the elements, you know, and shelter them for a night and give them a fresh meal and they'd be off. Mm-hmm. So that's it kind of has remained along the, you know, very traditional in that way over the years, which is very nice.
Now, the hostels, how do you, and this is probably a crazy question because how do you know that they're hostels? Like, how do you know?
Okay, so each, you know, we'll be hiking anywhere between 6 and 18 miles a day. So you're walking in between small towns and villages and cities. And when you approach there, they're clearly marked.
Okay.
And when you begin, you get what is like a passport from the very first town. And you receive what's called it's like a shell, and most pilgrims, I guess the shell is the symbol of a pilgrim, and people put them on their backpacks or on their walking sticks. So I think the pilgrims are very visible. So as you come into town, from what I understand, I'll tell you when I get back, people are very accommodating and kind of direct you to where, you know, if one hostel is full. This one might be open. Mm-hmm. There's four of us traveling, so I'm already expecting that we'll have to separate on certain nights. You know, but the towns are small and intimate.
Right.
So. Well, this is so interesting, and I have many more questions, but we need to take a short break. Stay tuned. We are in studio with my sister-in-law, Lori, who is going to be traveling the Camino Walk. You can check it out at CaminoMentalHealthWalk.com, and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is my bud, Michelle. And we're live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And we are in studio with my sister-in-law, Lori, who is going to be doing a walk, a Camino Mental Health Walk. You can check out her blog, and she will be blogging during her journey as well, CaminoMentalHealthWalk.com. You can also donate to the cause. And, you know, Lori, I guess the question I have for you, why are you doing this? Like, why are you doing this
What's
walk?
What's your motivator?
Yes, I do have a very big motivator. Mm-hmm. So I lost my mom 7 years ago. It'll be 7 years ago in July. To severe mental illness. She suffered most of her life from bipolar, depression, was, you know, and at that time growing up, it was not something you talked about, wasn't understood, kind of was brushed under the carpet. But when she passed away, I spoke at her funeral, and since then, I have had so many people approach me privately with their own stories of their struggles in their family, with loved ones. And I knew at that point that this was going to be something that I needed to speak about. So over these last 7 years, I have been looking for Different platforms to bring it up. I got involved in NAMI, which is the National Alliance for Mental Illness. I did a suicide prevention course, got very involved. But I coupled that with what I love, which is hiking and running and being outdoors. So 4 years ago, I connected with a group called Hike for Mental Health, which is a nationwide nonprofit organization that hikes mountains throughout the country specifically for that purpose. 4 years ago, it was a baby organization. They had one hike going, and today there are, I believe, over 30 hikes nationwide.
Wow. Just in 4 years?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Growing problem. One in four people struggle with some form of mental illness or are affected by it. So we summit Mount Washington every year in August to bring light to this subject, to bring funding. 80% of the funds go toward brain research, and 20% goes to trail maintenance. So being connected with that, I and being the type of person I am, once a year was just not enough. So I've always... known about the Camino, but there was a movie that came out not that long ago, a few years ago, called The Way by Martin Sheen. Martin Sheen is in it. I think his son helped write that movie. And I knew, we watched it with our children, and I knew that we would do it someday. And that day is happening.
The time has come. Time has come, for sure.
And let listeners know, too, you're going to be doing it with your children, three of your children.
Yes. We have four children, three of which will be walking alongside of me, two of which actually live in Europe. One child lives in England, and one child lives in Italy. And they're 20 and 22. And our youngest, our 16-year-old, will be joining us as well. And they're part of the motivating reason too, because they know the cause for it, they know the reason behind it, and they really are an inspiration to me to not only want to walk with their mom, but to be with their mom for 6 weeks. I
absolutely
guess. Maybe they really do love me.
sure.
You had a question.
Yeah, I want to know how many pairs of sneakers you're bringing with you, Lori.
Okay, so this is the thing. I have been packing for the last 6 months to pack
just a backpack.
Yes. I've been on a lot of different blogs and websites doing a lot of research, sometimes too much information to help me be prepared to, you know, have everything I need. But to answer your question, one pair of Merrell hiking shoes is what I'm bringing.
Nice.
I've already broke them in.
You broke them in.
Yeah. Yes, I've hiked a few mountains already with them. I've run with them. That and a pair of flip-flops. It's hard to streamline. I am an outdoors person. I love to be outside, but on the same token, I would much rather be staying in a 4-star hotel at the end of the night.
I don't blame you there. So you recommend the Merrell for climbing too?
But you know that works for me. And what I've learned over the years is what works for me doesn't work for somebody else.
Right.
I was on a debate for quite some time over whether to wear the ankle boots versus the shoes. Everybody has a different opinion. So I'm doing what works for me.
Well, you know, Carol's sister, Kathy, has been after me for a very long time to do some of the hikes that she does. And to be honest, I'm going to try to do a few hikes. I would love to do the one in August.
Mount Washington?
You. Yes, for that cause.
Oh.
I would love to do that with you.
Well, we need to get prepared.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you
but
know,
listen,
I want to prepare for that.
Have my sister prepare us because she'll have us. Like getting so discouraged right off.
No, she climbs. She does almost every weekend.
I know she does, she's going to have us who have not really ever hiked climb this massive mountain.
I know, so we'll do
first.
We'll do some little ones. Like Mount Kearsarge is a good one. Yeah.
We'll ask Lori for some recommendations.
Yeah, we'll give some recommendations.
Now,
for
I have another question for you. Now, you're going along this journey 500 miles. Are you packing food? Snacks, power snacks maybe, or?
No, because my backpack, again, that was a big research just to get a backpack specifically designed for women. The capacity was a big thing. How much do you want to pack?
Yeah.
You're supposed to only carry 10% of your body weight. Mm. I don't weigh a whole lot, which means I can't bring a whole lot. So there's so many factors involved. But again, to answer your question, most hostels will offer you one meal. And there are stores. I keep reminding myself and others that I'm not hiking the Sahara Desert.
Yeah, right.
There are stores.
You can purchase.
There's pharmacies, there's hospitals, there's taxi cabs, there's buses.
Bottled water everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I can't possibly bring all that stuff. Besides, everything has to fit in my backpack. I'm traveling by plane, so I can only bring limited liquids.
Right.
As it is, I can't bring my hiking poles. You can't bring them on the plane. So I'm bringing an old duffel bag and putting our hiking poles in there, and we'll just ditch the bag when we get there.
That's a good idea.
Just lots to think about. There just is backpacking.
A ton to think about. I mean, me, of course, I'd worry about the food.
Yeah. I know.
Making sure there's food.
But I'd be like, I want to try this. I want to, the different foods in Spain. Why not?
Well, and I don't know if this is going to be possible. And I'm sure, hopefully you'll let us know. But what would be so cool is to talk to her at some point on the way.
Yes.
Would be so cool.
I will do that for you,
specifically
with a meal. From what the meals I've heard, I already don't like them because I'm not, not very daring when it comes to food. Give me a box of cereal, I'm usually good. But one woman recently, the one that just hiked, spoke about a dinner she had, and she had the best trout she's ever had.
Ooh,
so I know there's all kinds of different food. So I promise you, we will eat one meal
that is out
of my comfort zone and call in.
Thank you, Lori, very much.
Yeah.
Listeners out there, CaminoMentalHealthWalk.com, and I've been talking about it and I'll continue to talk about it. Go on it. You can donate to the cause as well. We're at the top of the hour. When we come back, Donna from Delaware will be joining us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.